alerts, broadcast messages, press releases, telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full-time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode. No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in. 500,000 Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000.
Over 1 million Lagosians. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, going beyond the headlines and focusing on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. First hard fact of the day, Gbadebo Rhodes Viva is the Labour Party gubernatorial flag bearer for Lagos. Moshood Salvador, the placeholder candidate, has agreed to withdraw from the race. Pa Ayo Adebanjo, the Afenifere leader, brokered the truce. Adebanjo has endorsed Pete Obi. I'm sure you know. That's the Labour Party presidential candidate. So it's going to be interesting to see if this episode means that Adebanjo will give GRV support against Governor Sanwo-Olu. If you're watching our live stream, I'm showing you a picture of all the people I just mentioned. They're sitting on a couch, looking really solemn after their reconciliation meeting. All right, we're gonna work on getting Gbadebo Rhodes Viva on air next week, Tuesday, hopefully, on Road to 2023, to talk about this process, how long it took to get here. He was in the PDP, he ported to the Labour Party, now he has their tickets to run for governor. Is he a candidate good enough to challenge Sanwo-Olu? Let's talk to him next week, Tuesday, and find out. And hey, if you witness a story or a news event that you want Lagos to know about, call us on 01465-7175. That number takes you directly to our newsroom. 01465-7175. 1 million Lagosians listen to this show, and they cannot be wrong. If they think something is news, it probably is news. I've got a great show for all of you, starting with the big three. Let's talk about the debate on a total ban on Okada in Lagos. A total ban. Then let's talk about the talks between the federal government and ASUU stalling, and Lautech pulling out of the strike. And then let's talk about Wike and Obi in a closed door meeting. There's no glass ceiling today. At 4 o'clock, the I Beg to Differ round of 16 will continue. We will have Stephen Harry versus Ajike Deborah Joseph. And then we'll have Emmanuel Afolaring Busari versus Omanu Feme Ogenefego Chimdima. So look forward to that meeting. Yes, Emmanuel Busari is an alumni. He was one of our first contenders in 2021. He got all the way to the semifinals. He actually was a third place match contender. He finished fourth place in 2021. Will he go further than fourth place this year? Find out today at 4 o'clock when his journey begins again. On Balogun and Broad, let's talk about the business of shoemaking. I'm going to be joined by a shoemaker for that hour. She makes beautiful, beautiful shoes. We'll talk to her about that business. After the news at 6 o'clock, Agogo will bring you Build to Go Global. It's a business show about people who want to get into exporting, you know, aside from importation. If you want to get into the exporting business, he'll be here to talk to you about that. Now expect news, business and sports at the top of the hour every hour. But let's get started with today's big three. I'm excited. I'm also Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
This is the big three.
The big three
on hard facts
on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
We'll be right back.
the transport system of Lagos cope with a total Okada ban? Can the transport system of Lagos cope with a total Okada ban? Should the federal government redirect fuel subsidy to honor the ASUU agreement? And what could Wike and Obi have discussed behind those closed doors? Those are the big three. Lagos, let's talk. Some Lagosians are calling for a total and permanent Okada ban. That's our first story. The state government held a forum called Okada Ban, What Next? And they invited traditional rulers, CDAs, religious leaders. And at the end of the forum, they released a communique which said, quote, "The enforcement of the ban on Okada should be sustained to ensure that the gains of the ban are not reversed. The pockets of riders still found operating on forbidden routes, especially highways, should be arrested and be made to face the consequences of their actions. The military and the police should sustain their partnership with the state government to ensure that their officers stop flouting the ban in the specified local governments and local council development areas. The Lagos state government should enforce a total ban on Okada to further improve safety and security in Lagos," end quote. So the stakeholders want the ban to extend to all local governments in the state, and they want it enforced with more energy. They say it's necessary because of the security situation. Do you agree? Some people don't agree. We've seen lots of pushback from those who say that Okadas are still a necessary part of first and last mile transport in Lagos. Okadas get people from small streets to bus stops because bus stops are too few for the size and density of Lagos. Now, the state government started bringing in those very small first to last mile buses to replace the Okadas at the last mile. But these buses are not everywhere yet. Every time we talk about this, I mention that these buses are not everywhere yet, which brings up the question of policy implementation, right? Should Okadas be banned in an area before the FLM buses can replace them? Should they be banned before the buses are everywhere, or should they be banned after the buses are everywhere? 0700-993-993-993-993. Is a ban on Okada before bringing in FLMs the same thing as providing the FLMs first before banning the Okada? Do you support an immediate and total ban on Okadas? 0700-993-993-993. That's for men. Women, call us on 01465-7190. There's WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call us back if you can. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Good to have you on the show, sir. What's your name?
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello.
Doesn't look like this person can hear me. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
My name is Godwin Newton. I'm calling from Lekki.
Welcome. You've got 1 minute. Do you think they, they should ban Okada outright in Lagos?
Yes. For example, now, before the government can ban Okada totally, I believe they should maybe implement, maybe brought in those bus, maybe like almost 80% of the bus should be around all the bus stop that, you know, before the can say, because now Okada is the last, but Okada is the fastest way I can get from your house to the bus stop, so I can get to the way I'm going to. So banning Okada now before bringing those buses, I don't think is a wise idea. But let them get the buses first before they ban the Okada.
You know, this situation is reminding me of something that I did in my house yesterday. We ordered furniture for my living room. The people told me that the furniture would arrive yesterday afternoon. So yesterday morning, I got rid of my old furniture. But now, new furniture never come till now. My husband has been laughing at me. asking me who sent you. Why did you throw away our old chair? Why did you do that? Don't you know that this is how carpenters are? Carpenters lie. See, I'm going to do a show one day about carpenters. If you're a carpenter listening to me, I need you to I need us to have a come to Jesus moment. You know, I need us to have an honest tete-a-tete. You need to explain to me why, you know, why all the things that people say that you did it. I need to understand why. Because now in my house, we're sitting on the floor in my living room. We're sitting on the floor to watch TV in my house because I trusted a carpenter that said, oh, no worry, madam, they come this evening. They come this evening. Till now, she never come. In fact, before I got on air, I was on the phone with the carpenter people shouting. Now, why? But anyways, it's a similar situation here, isn't it? Is a ban on Okada before bringing in FLMs the same thing as what I just did in my house with my chairs? And now I'm sitting on the floor. 99.3, hello.
Yes, Sandra.
Good to have you on the show. What's your name?
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, you have Chick on the line speaking.
Welcome, go ahead.
Yes, to me, I still believe that this ban of attorneys robbing Paul to pay Peter to pay Paul, something like that nature.
Okay.
These guys now that normally feed from this Okada thing, is there any provision, work for them to be coping with?
But we also have to take care of the security situation, right? And the security situation is degenerating. And the stakeholders say that, if you want to be safe in Lagos, we have to ban Okada. What do you think?
Okay. Before then, let us see the other possibility of making movement, because I don't even believe this government of certain have to bring that particular one once before banning any Okada.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Sandra from Lagos is on the line. Hi, Sandra.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Thank you for the good job. Yes. Please, Sandra, you need to be treating us well. Oh. You pick so many men before you pick our own.
Sorry. It's because people don't used to call on time. It's because you don't used to call on time.
Okay, thank you.
All right, welcome.
Please, for me, I feel they should ban Okada before the bosses come. Because if you're waiting for the bosses to come, a whole lot of them could have happened before those bosses will come. Banning Okada in Lagos is saving us a whole lot of stress, honestly. So they should ban Okada while we wait for the buses to come. Thank you.
Okay, all right, Sandra. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello. Do you support a total ban of Okada?
Hello, good evening.
Good evening, welcome. What's your name?
It's still good afternoon. Good
evening. All joy.
This is Joy calling.
Welcome, Joy.
I don't think they should ban Okada totally without those boss coming. Because I feel for those my brothers that are inside. They should provide those things first. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Sunny is in Festac. Hi, Sunny.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
I really appreciate your program. The effort you guys are putting in on programs on Nigeria IFO.
Thank you.
God bless you all. My take on this issue was, sometimes I ask myself, these things that the government are putting in place, the laws that they are bringing in, is this the solution to the problem that we are facing in this country? Is this the solution to security, solution to the hardship, the hunger, the tough time, the hard time in Nigeria? Sometimes I ask, does it mean that they slept overnight and wake up the following the morning and implement laws that will affect the masses, the less privileged? Why is it that Nigerian governments are always like this? Is it the way forward?
Thank you for calling. Madam Joy in Ejigbo is on the line. Hi, Madam Joy.
Yeah, good afternoon, Sandra. How are you?
I'm very well. Welcome. Go ahead.
Well done. I'm in support of banning of Okada.
Okay.
Why? Because when there is an accident like that, the Okada men will be more than 50 to beat up the driver. no matter who is at fault, they don't even care to know.
Mm.
They did not educate them on that. Before insertion of Okada, we used to use their leg and walk to bus stops.
Mm.
And people are feeling late enough to do like that. Mm. And there's a lot of sicknesses. So we should do the exercise. It's very good. I'm in support of buying of Okada.
Okay. All right, Madam Joy. Thank you for calling. Uche in Satellite Town. Hello.
Hello, Adana. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good to have you on the show.
Yes. I don't think it's wise. You know, when this Okada issue came initially, I called in the program and I said, Okada, before they even think of banning Okada, they should repair all the roads, both minor and major roads in Lagos, so that the little vehicles, all these Korobe and the tricycle,
can
be able to enter all these places and drop passengers.
Okay.
Because why many people climb this Okada is because of the bad roads in Lagos. Then they make provision for most of these tricycles for those that will leave the Okada to have what they will use as a fallback. Not when they leave that one, they will not have anything to do. So that's my own suggestion. And then good afternoon.
All right, good afternoon. Thank you very much for calling. Esther in Alakmere. Hi, yeah. Esther.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So he gave me a slap that I will never forget.
Oh, no,
so
I think you were talking before, but you were not on air. You were just waiting to get on air. So tell me afresh who gave you slap.
Okay, I say I can't wait to forget the day Okada man gave me a dirty slap.
Ah.
That throughout the day, I suffered the pain.
Ah, why did he slap you?
There was a particular place I normally pass. That dog would be barking at me.
Okay.
So I passed on that very day. The dog was barking at me. So me, I was scared of the dog. I wanted to escape the dog, but I did not see the Okada. Instead of the Okada saw me, instead of him to dodge me, because there was no other Okada that was coming. So he gave me a dirty slap, and I could not chase him. So I just allow him to go. But when I heard got the information that they are going to ban Okada, I was so happy. Let them ban Okada totally.
Right.
If you go to Calabar, you will see that there is nothing like Okada. There is nothing like Okada.
Okay. All
so
right.
Ban Okada totally, and the rules are stand.
Okay.
But I don't know if Lagos here. They use Okada to make trouble and stealing and all that.
Okay. All right, Esther from Alakmere. Thank you very much. Everybody would want to do that. As I say, they slap me, therefore ban them. We've got Emiforo in Lagos. Welcome.
Hello.
Good to have you on the show. Good afternoon, sir.
Yeah, Sandra, good afternoon.
Welcome. Do you think they should totally ban Okada in Lagos?
Yes, they should totally ban Okada. I support that take.
Okay.
If you look at what Okada, the minutes of Okada, aside from security issue, look at the accident rate. And generally, Okada provides the youth. It does not help the economy. You see that youth does not want to go on capacity building. They don't want to learn hard work anymore. Every youth just want to jump on the next bike and earn a living and create another generation of poor people, because they are not building mentally and physically. They just want to jump on it and get money. And if you are Sandra, one.
Oh, sorry. Call back and tell me that you want to tell me. Chika says, I support a total ban of Okada in Lagos. Thank you. In Enugu, there's nothing like Okada again for years now. All right. There's nothing wrong with total Okada ban. Where in a sane environment that bike is being used as a commercial means of transportation? India, with their huge population, where most of these bikes come from, only uses them as a private means of transportation, which I will subscribe to. Evidence abound that there is no way you can comfortably regulate their operations, as you can never control the greed of money-making that is at the heart of their desperate attitude. Before the advent of Okada, bikes, distances we conveniently trekked have now suddenly become long distance. Babalola Agbede in Ikorodu. All right, Babalola, thank you very much for your message. All right. We've got this message here. Since government discriminates in citing of infrastructural amenities, same should be applied on enforcement of Okada. which is a necessary evil in my locality where Okada is the main means of transportation presently. Anything to the contrary will jeopardize the movement of close to 1 million inhabitants of Ijeomo land. Regulated operation or progressive ban will be more like it. Hunger and deprivation should be the number one enemy of this country, even more than insecurity. For God's sake, government should answer ASUU's call or scrap the entire educational sector. Enough is enough of this endemic strike. Tony Anili from Ijeomo with that comment there. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back from this break, let me tell you about the federal government and ASUU. They have failed to reach a deal, but Lautech pulls out of the strike. That's our second story. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, S. Ezekwesili on social media. I'd love to hear your thoughts via WhatsApp. I'd love to hear your thoughts on Facebook. I'll definitely love for you to give us a call on 0700-993-993-993.
It is all talk
and more talk
on Nigerians' number one talk station.
This country needs a marshal, you know, needs a sheriff.
In some particular societies, especially in my tradition, a woman is not allowed to inherit land.
Issues that get your attention.
This thing has been an a carryover for the time of Jonathan.
Yeah.
And continue this deal.
Your views against all odds.
My word is that, why those households, why are they not following up their job? Like,
the intense conversation.
It has.
The debaters are ready.
The panel of judges are ready.
The judges have decided. The prize money is ready.
1 million naira. There's only one question left, Lagos. Are you, the audience, ready? It's the August edition of the I Beg to Differ debate tournament.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Join me from August 8th as the best student debaters go head to head. Weekdays at 4 on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM. This tournament is supported by Webster University, RLG Communications, Obiwizi.com, Booker Hot, and Storm Body Spray.
There's an increasing number of skilled workers.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Join me from August 8th as the best student debaters go head to head.
There are different safety measures that Okada riders do flaunt.
Weekdays at 4 on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM. This tournament is supported by Webster University, RLG Communications, Obiwizi.com, Booker Hot, and Storm Body Spray.
This is Hard Facts. This is the Big Three.
The Big Three.
On Hard Facts.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. The federal government and ASUU failed to reach a deal, but Lautech pulls out of the strike. That's our second story. The government and the union had a meeting yesterday. It ended in the usual deadlock and last dent. The meeting was chaired by Professor Nimi Briggs. If you remember, the government appointed him to head the Reconciliation Committee. The committee has made recommendations, but according to ASUU, government is again refusing to honor those recommendations or even honor the already existing agreement. After the meeting, Professor Emmanuel Oshodeke, the ASUU chairman, said, quote, "It wasn't good. We didn't sign anything. They did not come with any good thing. I cannot go into details. We will talk to our members first before we talk to the press. We represent our members," end quote. Some top ASUU officials have said off the record that the government just begged them to end the strike without making any meaningful commitment. Meanwhile, Lautech is reopening. The school has informed students that they are reopening, that the new semester will start tomorrow. This must mean that the ASUU chapter at Lautech has decided to pull out of the strike. We still don't know why. We don't know whether other chapters will follow, but hey, if you're a student of Lautech, congratulations. You must be very happy, eh? Meanwhile, the Trade Union Congress says that government can resolve the ASUU crisis in 24 hours if they want to. TUC President Festus Osifo said, quote, "If the government wants to end the strike in 24 hours, they'll do it. But as we know, their priorities are not to develop the human capital that is needed to put Nigeria on the path of economic growth. We call on the government to sit down with ASUU and resolve the crisis rocking university education in Nigeria. Building roads and infrastructure is good, but the development of the human resource is very critical. The government should end this strike immediately. How much is the government spending on PMS subsidy? We should subsidize the entire West African We subsidize the entire West African sub-region. Let the government police the borders to curb PMS smuggling. That money will be enough to restore sanity in the education system, end quote. It's a very interesting position from TUC, the Trade Union Congress, because the CIFO is saying that if the federal government policed the borders better, all the subsidized fuel going to neighboring countries will stop. And then this will bring down the amount of money that government is paying for subsidy at the moment. And then that savings can be used to pay off ASU. Now, let's take this one step further. The Petroleum Industry Act ends the subsidy. The Buhari administration and the National Assembly have extended subsidy until June next year in violation of the act, might I mention. But when the subsidy expires, does that mean that the government will then have the money saved from subsidy to pay ASU? Some will say no. Some will say government is using borrowed money to pay for subsidy right now. So if subsidy ends now, you know, it's better to just stop borrowing that money instead of borrowing it to pay ASU. What do you think? Do you think that the government should redirect subsidy spending to universities? Is there any other way to break this deadlock that maybe the government isn't thinking about? 0700-993-993-993. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Hello, thank you for calling us. Hello.
Hello, good evening, Sandra.
Good evening. What's your name, sir?
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Good evening. So, welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm Emmanuel calling from Ejibo.
Welcome, Emmanuel from Ejibo. You've got 1 minute.
Yeah, I'm talking about the issue of ASU. My contribution is that
that's unfortunate. Call us back if you can. We've got Mirabel on the line. Hi, Mirabel.
Hello, Sandra.
Welcome.
Yeah, Mirabel from Ikoto.
Welcome, Mirabel.
Okay, please just reiterate what I've said before. If federal government wants to end the strike, if they reduce the cost of government, like if they have been managing Nigeria resources, paying for our managing us would not have been a problem. Everyone will cover the old money. They can borrow for subsidy, but they cannot borrow for us. That's our subsidy, which is very important. And for the Okada, they need to ask themselves one question. If they if banning of Okada is the solution to security, if you still stop, you cannot ban Okada and say you want to stop insecurity.
Okay. Yeah, all right, Mirabel, thank you very much for calling to share your thoughts. 99.3. Hello. 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 Oh, that's sad. Let's speak with John. Hi, John.
Hello, Sandra.
Welcome, John.
Good afternoon.
Good to have you on the show. Good afternoon.
Yes. To know this now, I want the Okada to be totally banned.
Okay.
You know why?
Why?
Because of the military, the soldiers, the police, they banned Okada in different areas. They are the ones using it to work. So let them ban it. Let me know how they use it to work. Okay. Places they will carry you for 100 and 500 just because they are the ones working. So support this total ban of Okada. And secondly, in my presence, I've seen where area boys use that same Okada to steal people's phone. They would just jump down, they would just collect your phone and they would just run away. So I support that Okada to be banned.
All right, thank you very much. We've got Uche from Satellite Town on the line. Hi, Uche.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Now, Uche, you've called before now. Let's let other people calling Joe. Shane Olota says, Sandra, the only carpenter you dey talk, add tailors. In fact, many artisans have culturized lying, putting the money before the job, spoil your work, shortchange and steal from clients and customers. The learners even charge higher than their master. Omo Shane, one day, I think maybe next week, Wednesday, our Balogun and Broad topic, we're just going to face artisans, you know, mechanics, tailor, carpenter. Let's have an honest, you know, Jesus conversation. Like, why? I MC weddings, I MC dinners, I MC luncheons, and I take it so seriously. If I tell you I will start by this time, I start by that time. If I tell you I will end by this time, I end by that time. If I tell you this is how much it will cost you, that's how much it will cost you. And I will get there on time. You will not look for me. I'll not go and be eating in the back when they are looking for MC. So I take my craft seriously. It's the same thing what I do on air. But carpenters and tailors and all of them, like, if you're a carpenter or a tailor listening to me, why? I need to ask you why. Tell me, talk to me. Be honest with me. Not today. Next Wednesday, we'll talk about it. But Uju is on the line. Uju is in Anthony. Hi, Uju.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
To me, if you ask me, I will say they should ban the Okada.
Yeah. Okay.
In fact, they should not even the police, everybody, they should ban it. One day I was coming from the east. I stopped at Anthony bus stop, crossing over to the other side. That was around 6:30 to 7.
Okay.
I was robbed with an Okada man.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They cut my laptop, everything, on the street. Street is like 2 streets to my where I stay.
Okay.
With a gun, the guy just opened the door, just drove off and just like that. And these days, I just got to find out, the police officers there collect money from them. Yes, they collect money from them. They pay them and they keep carrying passengers and they are even eating for meat now.
Okay, all right. Uju supports the ban of Okada. Let's take a look at messages on WhatsApp. This one says, Lasso insists that they're still on strike. Okay. Sandra, banning Okada is commendable, but it has to be done in phases. Register all of them and make money for government. Set a standard, certify the operation, more money for government. Set up cooperatives for them to upgrade to Marwa and Korokwe. Remove all Agbero from their operations. That's Sir Mwaje Osadebe from Ekbeda with that message there. This message says, ASUU should ensure federal government meet their demand before schools are opened. Government is playing a game because 2023 general elections is upcoming. If Lagos State government wants to ban Okada totally, anything to cushion the effect of the banned Okada? That's Chika, who is messaging us from Abia State. Okay. Fred says, I would like to say a big congrats to that institution that has pulled out from the ASUU strike. It is one of the best news I've heard today, Sandra. And I want to appeal to other students to push that their schools pull out of the union as soon as possible for the betterment of their desired dreams. Fred, thank you very much. Fred also says that uniformed men are exempted from Okada ban, especially security agents and paramilitary agents. They will be exempted from Okada ban. All right. Here's a message. I'm seeing a message here on WhatsApp, allegedly from the principal assistant registrar of Lautec, Mr. Olalekan Fadeyi. I'm going to confirm the veracity of this press statement, and then of course I'll let you know if Lasso has indeed pulled out of the strike or not. He has a message on WhatsApp that says, Sandra, what security in Nigeria? Are you kidding me? Another terrible government policy. Doing step 5 before step 1. Does it make any logical sense to ban Okadas when we don't have good roads? Even before introducing the minibuses. Once they can fix the roads properly, not cosmetic projects, then introduce the minibuses to replace the Okada, find proper solutions to the security problems before imposing a total ban on Okada, with all the drivers going through a very thorough training or tests and security checks before operating anywhere. Otherwise, it will be an own goal. Ade from Surulere with that message there. Let's come back to the phone lines. Women, call us on 01465-7190. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Hello.
How are you? What's your name? Good afternoon.
Yeah, this is Peter calling from Ikoti.
Peter, welcome.
Yeah, Sandra, concerning the Okada, I support the band of Okada.
Okay.
Hello, can you hear me, Sandra?
Okay.
Yeah, I say I support the Okada band.
Okay.
And like all these OP that they are using that time, they can do something like that, that we have the legislation. Do you understand? I think that one will be okay.
Okay.
And Sandra, concerning your carpenter, call this guy number. Now let's give him 1 million call now. Yes.
He's not even a guy. He's a woman, no. The carpenter is a woman. Thank you very much. But no, I don't want us to give her 1 million calls. I'm just begging her. So I'll stop sitting on the floor in my house. I think God beg her. 99.3. Hello. Hey. Kilo day.
Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Yeah. Am I on to Sandra?
Yes, please. What's your name, ma'am?
Okay. I want to speak on this Okada issue.
Go ahead.
I want to ask Lagosians. Before Okada came to Lagos, how were Lagosians managing their lives? Because this Okada thing is so foreign to Lagos. All of a sudden, we just started seeing Okada. Before Okada came, we know the population was not like this. So I know in the 80s, even in the early 90s. But I know that this Maruwa could be better. Okada have done more havoc. Okada has killed so many people. You know the one that happened recently, very close to me.
Okay.
One way Okada killed the only child of a parent. One way. And the child was going for her SSC or what, WAEC, her last paper. Okada came from nowhere and killed that child one way and ran away.
Oh.
The only child of the parent.
Oh.
People are talking, they've not seen Okada accident before. That's why they say they should not ban Okada. If you have ever seen Okada wahala, I'm telling you, you will say that ever, never in your life will you ever, in fact, you don't want to see Okada. It doesn't matter the distance, you rather use your leg to trek and reach your house dead than for you to go dead. Okada should be banned. They do a whole lot of havoc. The stealing, the in fact, we can't mention it. So that's what I want to contribute to. They should ban it. We don't want to see them again.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. Okay, let me tell you our final story. It's the latest episode of the Wike Atiku Super Story. Both of them were supposed to have met yesterday or Monday. The plan was for each of them to bring a delegation of their close allies. Wike was bringing Benue State Governor Samuel Otom, Abia State Governor Okezie Igbazu, Olusegun Mimiko, the former governor of Ondo State, Donald Duke of Cross River, and Ibrahim Danwambo, the ex-governor of Gombe State. Right? So those were the delegates Wike was supposed to bring for the peace talks. It's reminding me of The Godfather. Anyway, on Atiku's side, I know I clown a lot, but like that's the only way to talk about Nigerian stories. You have to talk about it, you know, in a very easy way. Otherwise, you'll get high blood pressure. So, on Atiku's side, we were expecting Adamawa Governor Amadu Fintiri and former Senate President David Mark. These were the both sides that were supposed to come and meet. But the meeting did not happen. Wike's camp say that they were in Port Harcourt waiting for Atiku to come. According to them, Atiku was supposed to come on Monday, but decided instead to go to Yola for a homecoming without telling them. Atiku's camp says it's a lie. They say they told Wike's camp that coming to PH was out of the question and that they should meet on neutral ground in Abuja. Regardless of who is telling the truth, the meeting sha did not happen. But another meeting happened. On Monday, Wike and his team met with Peter Obi instead. The meeting took place in Port Harcourt behind closed doors. We don't know what was discussed, but the Atiku team is upset that yet again, Wike is meeting with people from opposing parties without transparency. So that's the latest in this saga. I want to know what you think. Do you think that this rift between Atiku and Wike can be resolved? Do you think that Wike could become obedient? 0706 5 993 993 993 0146 5 7190. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Don't forget, from 4 o'clock, our third debate, our third round of 16 debate will take the air. We're gonna have two sets of debaters. The first set will debate that voting should be mandatory. The second set will debate that parents should be punished for their underage children's crimes. So if you're picking commit crime, now you dey go punish. That's the debate that will happen from 4 to 5. That debate will happen after the debate where the children try to convince us whether or not voting should be mandatory. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to Nigeria Info 99.3. This is the Big Three on Hard Facts. Let's talk. Hello. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Sandra.
How are you?
I'm fine.
What's your name?
My name is Devo.
Welcome, Devo.
Yeah. And I hardly called, but I just had to call to raise your question. First of all,
go down low.
Wike learned from the very best how to play the Godfather. Can you sing the tune again? Very good. Shebi, they tambourined him right in his presence, in front of everybody. National television, everybody watching. They did it again when it came to Okoa. I think if you also watch the Godfather, you will learn a thing or two.
See
about
how they massacred my boy.
Yes. So Wike is the ultimate chess player right now. Let him keep playing his games. We are happy. Maybe he might become obedient. Who knows? Stay to the next episode.
This is Super Story. We've got Kingsley on the line. Kingsley is in Surulere. Hi, Kingsley.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you, Sandra. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
How are you feeling over there?
Okay.
All right. You see the issue of Atiku and my nearest brother, Wike. The issue of PDP was that they don't want a northern candidate. The south need to bring a candidate. And the north are almost finished 8 years. Why the ticket to the north again? Because sometimes people will jump to issues. They will not have the details of the issues. That is all what they are asking about. You understand? Number two, Governor, His Excellency Governor Tambuwa did not step down before the election. It was after the election, so you know they give him a second chance to speak at the venue. He now directed his vote to Atiku. Are you getting what I'm saying? So people should follow issues. Some are saying Wike is making noise. But we, the Southern Nigerians, we don't normally see our brothers as a brother. But that cannot happen in the North. When we are talking about national issues, Northern Nigeria is one. They have their own problems, sir. But when we are talking about the national issues, the Northern Nigerians have one.
All right.
Coming to the South here, when we have a national issue, you know this is Igbo, Nkpati, Omo Igbo, Calabar, this and that. But in the North, it's not like that when we are talking about the national issue.
Kingsley, thanks for calling. Remember, everybody gets 1 minute. Olarenwaju is on the line. Hi, Olarenwaju.
Afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon.
It's a pity, my sister. You are sitting on the floor in your house. So,
please, my dear, the
lesson to learn is that next time when you see rain want to fall, allow the rain to fall before you pour away the water you have in your house. So, my sister, the Okada issue has gone, have you?
No, it's still here. You can talk about it if you want.
Cut off somebody's head does not solve the problem of headache, my sister.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
When you are saying the Okada should off the road, Lagos State does not realize that Okada pays school fees. Okada pay house rent. Okada feed family. So when you take the thousands of these people off their business, you have stylishly increased the rate of armed robbery in the state. I wonder if Lagos State, think towards that.
Okay.
Hello, Sister Sandra.
I'm here. I'm listening.
This is the Lagos State where we have Agbero, my sister. Of what good Agbero does to Lagosian? I want somebody to explain to me. To the extent that you have leader of Agbero, which I was told cannot read and write. So, if you have leader for Agbero, you can have leader for Okada people. You encourage, you don't discourage. When you encourage, you resurrect. But when you discourage, you kill.
All right, let's leave it at that. Thank you very much for calling. Prince Ajibade Isaac says, Sandra, more than 1 million Nigerians, not Lagosians. I live in Abuja and I'm one of them. Oh, Prince, I'm so grateful that you listen to the show. Thank you for your ears every day. Onyekachi Michael on Twitter says, some of us that are living far from bus stop will not find it easy. It's not about distance. It's about the roads. They're very bad, especially when it's raining. Kevin the Jiggy Man on Twitter says, we can cope with anything, including total Okada ban. But the issue is, what will happen to all those drivers? If we remove sentiment and emotion, we'll know that these guys have caused more harm than good. I support the total ban now. Mama says they cannot cope with an Okada ban. The Lagos State government says that Ikorodu Road... According to Lagos State government, Ikorodu Road is the Lagos they always talk about, whereas most Lagosians are not connected to Ikorodu Road. I'm not sure I understand that comment. Maybe take a look and rewrite it so I understand what you were trying to say with that comment. This message from Adewale says, at first it will be hard, but people will tend to adjust the lifestyle without Okada. Whether federal government will redirect or not, both ASUU and FG should come to terms and let these children go back to school. Pastor Kelechi says, I love Peter Obi's style of politics, how he reaches out even to those that are not his party members. This is unique style of politics, and I believe it will make way for him in 2023. All right. That's all the time we have. I wish we had more time to... stay on all these stories, but my children have to come into the studio.
This is an infomercial. The debaters are ready, and all 18 of them will battle every single day on your number one station for talk. The panel of judges are also ready, and they will decide again who walks away with our prize money. The prize money is ready, like Ruth Okorocha, Tanvita Kaushik, and Esther Bewaji. Another child is four debates away from winning 1 million naira. There's only one question left. Lagos, are you, the audience, ready? It's the I Beg to Differ Debate Tournament, August edition. Join Sandra Ezekwesili, the moderator, the best student debaters, in a stellar panel of judges from the 8th of August to the 1st of September 2022. Mondays to Thursdays at 4 p.m. on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM. This tournament is supported by Webster University, Obiwizi.com, RLG Communications, Storm Body Spray, and Bukahots.
The home of the best talk.
The CBN gives BBC's dollars at 390 naira. They cross over and sell it at 502. Who does that?
In Nigeria, the most important election as a youth in Nigeria is the presidential election. That's what we're waiting for.
No, that's a lie, yo.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Making a mistake does not make you special. Everybody makes a mistake. What makes you special is how and if you get up. They said, Carla, why don't you talk about the pearls that you would have given to your 25-year-old self after being a woman on Wall Street for 30 years? So here's how it goes. Dear Carla, the first thing that I'd like to tell you is own your power. When people are starting to question whether or not you can, and you start to doubt whether or not you can, red flag, you have just given away your power. The next thing I'd like to tell you, Carla, is you must be comfortable taking risks. If you never reach far enough to hit that wall, you won't know how far you can go. What's the worst that can happen if you take a risk and it doesn't work out? So you fail. But guess what? Failure always brings you a gift. And that gift is called experience. The third piece of advice, Carla, is remember that it is easier to beg for forgiveness than it is to ask for permission. The fourth piece of advice, and Carla, this is a big one. If you meet somebody, a guy or a gal, that you are interested in, and they tell you that you are too much for them, they are right. Do not dim your light for somebody else's convenience. The fifth piece of advice, Carla, is you must celebrate your